Minnesota News Network, I'm Sean Maloney. Democratic lawmakers have introduced legislation that would deliver $100 million in property tax refunds to thousands of Minnesotans. Hermantown State Senator Grant Hochschild authors the bill.
Local governments are feeling significant cost pressures, including from the federal government, who have shifted costs. At the same time, property values have risen sharply since COVID. Those two things together are driving higher property taxes for everyone.
The bill would provide an average refund increase of $171 to nearly 588,000 homeowners. The bill was laid over for future inclusion in the Senate tax bill. Defense Secretary and Minnesota native Pete Hegseth is ending the mandatory flu vaccine requirement for service members. The policy change aligns with the Trump administration's efforts to reverse COVID-19 vaccine mandates and reinstate service members who were discharged for refusing them. The Pentagon now views the flu shot as a voluntary measure rather than a strictly required annual mandate. Springfield work is just beginning for Southeast Minnesota farmer Ryan Buck.
We're just kind of getting rolling here. We've done a little bit of light tillage on some sod that we picked up on some new ground. Otherwise, we haven't done much.
The Goodhue County corn and soybean grower says soils are drying out after a wet first half of the month.
A week ago today, we got just shy of 3 inches, and then we've had a couple smaller showers come through the end of last week. We got another half inch, so we're knocking on almost 4 inches of rain in the last 2 weeks.
Corn planting is 6% complete in Minnesota, and soybeans are 3% planted. And DFL Senator John Hoffman testified today in front of a Senate committee that he's still receiving threats.
We have seen an exponential increase in threats of violence and harm to elected officials. Even as I'm speaking, I have continually get voicemails and emails in that nature.
Hoffman testified for his bill in front of the Senate Finance Committee that would provide money for additional state troopers who would provide security and protective services for elected officials. The State Patrol says the bill calls for an additional 11 state troopers hired for the protective unit, and they would backfill any positions lost in rural Minnesota. In other headlines, a Malacca man is facing multiple felony tax charges. The State Department of Revenue says 55-year-old Richard Otten has been charged with 6 felony counts of failing to file income tax returns and 6 felony counts of willfully failing to pay. Prosecutors say he didn't file or pay taxes from 2019 through 2024 while earning income through Rick's Drywall. He allegedly ignored more than 24 notices and now owes over $92,000 in taxes, penalties, and interest. Governor Walz held another meeting with legislative leaders as the session is now in its final 4 weeks. The governor was asked if any progress is being made on the gun bills, but he has his doubts because of the tie in the House.
I am adamant that we still can move. My God, is a minimum safe storage and things. So I'm still hopeful, but look, I'm a realist. It's 67-67. Republicans have made it clear they don't want to touch anything on guns.
All bills pertaining to gun laws and violence prevention have stumbled or stalled through committee hearings so far. And red flag warnings will hit 27 southwest Minnesota counties Wednesday from noon until 8 p.m. This is MNN.